I was about to tell you that Mullingar Rugby Club has been hosting two separate rugby games overnight in their attempt to beat the Guinness World Record for both the men and the women's longest ever rugby games. And it's all to raise money for charity. To tell us what's been happening with that attempt, I'm joined by former England rugby captain Tamara Taylor. And Tamara, you've been on the pitch, I understand, until just a few minutes ago. So the women's attempt, have you set a new world record?
We are nearly there. We're just an hour out now from that. There's been a few breaks. We didn't quite manage to start at 8 o'clock. So I think there's about an hour now and then we'll break the record.
How are you feeling at this stage?
Quite tired, not going to lie to you. We've not had very much sleep. We've obviously played through the night and we're on a rotation of sort of 4 hours on, maybe 1 hour off. So it has been quite relentless.
And are you playing real rugby or is it more a run up and down the pitch and take it easy while you're there?
Of course it's real rugby. There's been a few people taking it extremely seriously on the men's and women's pitches. And then a few people like myself who have been, you know, in it for the stamina rather than for the glory.
And how much longer do the men have to do if they're to break the record?
So they'll break the record at 3 o'clock this afternoon, but they're hoping to continue on to get to 36 hours, which will be at 8 o'clock this evening.
How long does any one person spend on the pitch at any one time?
I think the max on our pitch was sort of 5.5 to 6 hours. We had a few people who were struggling through the night with fatigue, a couple of little niggly injuries and stuff. So few rotations ended up being a bit longer. So probably about six and a bit hours maybe.
And there are certain practical, natural considerations to be considered, as well as food. How have you been managing all of that?
There are, yes. So you can have a comfort break, I think we'll call it, if needs be, so someone can sub on for you. And obviously during the night, people went and tried to sleep. So we've the volunteers have done an amazing job here and put up tents and we've got little camp beds in there. So people went to try and have a little bit of a sleep in the night.
It's something to go from being fast asleep to playing full-on rugby. And yeah. All of this is in a good cause, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's for two really, really amazing charities. So Wooden Spoon, who are a charity that raise money for disadvantaged and disabled children. And then Looseheads, who are on a mission to save lives by putting a mental health lead in all of the rugby clubs across, well, globally, actually. Okay. So, yeah, really good causes. We've already raised, I think, £107,000 so far. So that Just Giving page is still open. And we're hoping that we can keep pushing towards that 150, which is our target.
OK, another hour for the women, a couple more for the men. Tamara Taylor, thank you so much for joining us this morning and the very best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
OK, now we'll take the ads.